54. Elevator music from the mothership.
Thank you. Area 54, where time, space, reality collide.
We'll be right back. Band's called M83. You might have heard of them. The song's called Oblivion, and it's off the future Tom Cruise sci-fi movie called Oblivion. And so that's the song off the soundtrack. Yeah.
He totally worked on the soundtrack for that movie. And this is the, what do you call it? The not the title song, but the...
Yeah, what is it?
The ending song, the last song. What do you call it during the closing credits? What, do they have a name for that? Oh, well.
Anyway.
You're going to have to stick around then at the end of the movie.
Guess so.
Can you make it through a whole Tom Cruise movie?
I wouldn't stick around at the end.
Depends on how good this is, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I've heard some good reviews.
He's had been in some pretty good sci-fi movies.
I think the music's going to be excellent.
No doubt. Music's got to be excellent. Lemon Jelly before that did a song called Spacewalks off their album Lost Horizons. Monarchy did a song called You Don't Want to Dance With Me. That's off the album Around the Sun. Arsenal did a song called Melvin. That was a Compufonic remix. Can be found on Head Candy Electronic Summer. Start off the whole set with Rodney Hunter. Rodney Hunter's got a new album out. It's called Hunter Express. And that song was called Midas. And I haven't heard any songs off of this album except for this one. What do you think?
I've heard a couple songs off of it. He's definitely gone more funky.
That's good.
Yeah. You like the funky sound?
I like the funky sound. Rodney Hunter's always had a pretty good... has always a little bit funkier than like the Kruder and Dorfmeister, but definitely has that kind of Austrian sound about him.
I am looking forward to... he does have some of the Stefan Obermeyer remixes the song Midas, but didn't really dub it out enough for me. I was kind of expecting it to be, you know, Stefan Obermeyer kind of has those mellow kind of dubby reggae sounds in all his remixes.
Not that way, huh?
But it was still 7 minutes of repetitive... funkiness, but you know, I think some of this music is going to be great for like Fort Knox 5 or All Good Funk Alliance to remix.
Yeah, get some of those American funk remixers to add it. Be good.
Yeah, German and funk though. I don't know.
Yeah, American funk's always better.
It's like, you know,
I think I'm biased.
It's kind of like weird, like American and Wiener Schnitzel. It just doesn't go. It doesn't go.
I guess not.
All right. Keenan there with Untitled One. Actually, you know, speaking of funk, you know, we have like Jimmy Liddell was just in town last week and I was there and someone asked me, well, what do you call his music? And I was like, this is what they call UK soul, right? That's what he is.
Yeah.
They've kind of taken this American soul sound and made it their own.
Yep. And he's done a good job with it. I like it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But I don't know. I would never really be able to call something German soul or German funk.
No. German house.
Oh, okay.
German minimal.
German minimal. Bleep and bloop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's play some music here. We got Keen, song called Untitled One. It's the Elusive's bootleg remix of the song. Check it out.